rocking with the best.
WBRU 360, 101.1 FM.
101.1 FM WBRU 360 is your girl Christina Sev with the Midday Spark Up, and I'm here with my guy DJ Franchise. Franchise, what up?
Another day,
another Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, August 8th, and the sun came out. Apparently, we are no longer having to go through that terrible rain that was coming down earlier. It was pouring down. There was floods everywhere. Providence, what are we doing with this drainage? Why is the drainage so slow like this? It rains for 10 seconds and is already flooded everywhere, especially over there on the highways 95 North where they're doing all that construction. But shout out to everybody that is out there. I hope you're driving safe. You know, even if it's not raining, let's keep it at a respectable speed. Because I see some of y'all going crazy, and I'm like, you are only going down to the stop sign, sir. Why are you going so fast? People are driving like they're in a hurry and a scurry. We need to all get it together as a collective and really talk about being on time to things. And I'm saying this because I was late today. And a lot of people are late all the time. Like, it's not just me. And Franchise, I don't know why you're talking about facts.
I'm late all the time.
You be late too.
I'm late all the time.
I want us to do better. I want us to come together and change things up and be more responsible and come together the way we came together at the Montgomery Brawl. We'll be talking about that later on. I have glasses now. I have new glasses. I just want to make an announcement because I have been blind this whole time. So if you see me outside sometimes and you're waving at me, and I'm not saying hi back, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's because I can't see who you are. And I'm guessing in my head, like, is that person saying hi to me? So I'm out in these streets and I can see now. But I'm ready to pack up the summer. I'm not going to hold you. I'm kind of done with the summer. Franchise, you ain't sick of the summer?
It's not that bad, actually.
You're having a good time?
As long as it's not those 95 degree days, I'm golden.
No, that's true.
It hasn't been that bad.
It's been a decent summer. I'm not mad. I'm not even mad at the rain because it's still hot, even with the rain. But last week, I had the most exciting day probably of the year. Probably one of the most exciting days of my life. I saw Beyonce. I was in Club Renaissance, and the seats were everything and more. I was in complete shock. I couldn't believe that I was seeing Beyonce as close as I was seeing Beyonce. I could see every detail on that lady's face. And shout out to my eye doctor. He made sure that I had my glasses on time, because if not, I was not going to be able to see that lady. But I got to see her in 4K with my own eye sockets with the help of these glasses. And let me tell you, it was amazing. And I know it sounds biased, right? But I saw her On the Run tour, and I think this is better than On the Run. I don't think we've ever seen Beyonce in the way that we're seeing her right now. Just not even like performance-wise, just everything. It's a production. The dancers, they're in character. They're killing it. The 10-piece band, the horns, the pregnant girl who's playing the trumpet. There's guys on the drums going crazy. A white girl with a bob cut going crazy on the piano. Like, it was overstimulating. I was like, ah, the whole time, the concert. It was so good that I have not stopped thinking about it. But the next day, I was more excited. I was like, yo, we really saw Beyonce that close. I never thought in my life that I would see Beyonce that close. And Jay-Z was in the building, but I did not get to see him. Other people spotted him in the back. So it was a great, great experience. Shout out to my friends who were there with me. And we are all still on a high from that Beyonce concert. So, man, if you have the chance to go see a Renaissance show before the tour ends, you have a little spare change, go take the trip. It's worth it, trust me. It's worth every penny. Beyonce is truly the GOAT. But I want to give a shout out to Tony T. Her EP Phases is out now. If you're looking for some new R&B, you should go to bandcamp.com and look that EP up. It's very good. I bought my copy. And she's performing this Saturday at A Loft from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for free in the lobby. We taking over the whole hotel. So you got to go RSVP and pull up to A Loft at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. You will not be disappointed. This lady has a band. She got backup singers. I heard she got two outfit changes. Debbie B is hosting. Jamar D on the event styling. So I'm very excited for this. I'm going to pull out some slacks. I might even like unbutton a couple buttons, wear mad chains, you know, go for the drug dealer look. What you think, Franchise?
The drug dealer look.
Yeah. I want to look like Pablo Escobar. I want my shirt to be open like I'm in Miami with mad chains and mad like bracelets, gold bracelets. I don't know why. I think maybe because I'm a 90s baby. Like, everyone around me was a drug dealer. Like, there were a lot of drug dealers around me, and they always looked good. I want to look good, too. So
other people look good besides drug dealers. You know?
Well, you know what I mean. Well, the guys who look good in the hood, those were the drug dealers. Were they not? They're rolling with the nice Beamers and the Benz, but you see them on the block all the time. It's like, you don't have a job. Why are you here all the time? Just be outside. I want to look like that this Saturday. Alof, shout out to Sony T.
Big Seven. Big Seven. Big Seven. First of all, rest in peace, Virgil Abloh. Don't spill no drink on my clothes when I'm Louis V dripping. Don't like stress in my dome and straight to the head when I'm 1942 sipping. Been wavy since morning. No, they talk to me in public. Mix my drink with a little Molly. To declare, oh, Lamborghini driver. Ferrari 458 Italia. I really, really spent a million just to Richard Millies. And now we're willy nilly through the city. Wavy since London, wavy since Berlin. No, no, they talk to me in public. I'm in a different place. If you see me tonight, you can clearly see that I've been wavy since morning. All right. R.I.P. to sit do. Put your hands up, reach for the roof. If you know you with me. Don't like squares in my crew. If I call you my brother, then you best believe you stuck with me. Been wavy since morning. I know COVID save you from nothing. So I beg you not disturb me. I know they carry over low. Ghetto gospel preacher. Two-time community service preacher. Right now I'm chilling, but man, getting busy in the city. Spinning, spinning till late to see for the listen. Wavy since London, wavy since Berlin. No, no, they talk to me in public. No, they talk to me in public. Wavy since Sweden, wavy since Paris. So, no, they talk to me in public. I'm in a different place. If you see me tonight, you can clearly see that I've been wavy since morning.
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
What's up, Miss Ella Mae?
Yo, what up? It's your boy Meek Millie, man.
Blazing the hottest hip-hop in R&B. WBRU.
Fresh white tea every day on the block with jewelry on and nice cars and girls and smoking weed. That's what I saw. I'm talking from what I saw. I didn't see guys really do other things. But now I know men personally today that are doing other things. That do a lot of great things in the community, too. Shout out to all of y'all community leaders. Proud of y'all. I see y'all. You know who you are. I don't have to point you out. Because then when I do, I forget somebody's name. And then I get a message like, why didn't you mention me? But what about, you know, and then I see them. And then it's a whole thing. But anyway, we have some pop culture to talk to. Candace Owens speaks out about Kanye West. She said, Kanye West cannot be canceled. That fact is very mystifying and frustrating for some to understand. If politics has taught me anything, it's that people come from something will never understand those that come from nothing. What didn't create you cannot destroy you. Franchise, do you agree with her?
Say that one more time.
She's basically saying Kanye cannot be canceled because we didn't make him Kanye. Kanye made Kanye.
He can be canceled by a culture, but overall, nah, he won't. There's two different sides for him. He has a fan base here and he has a fan base there. So he has his hip hop culture fan base, then he has his other
media. The fashion.
Yeah. So he culturally wise, you can cancel him from hip hop slash, you can cancel him from clothing slash, you can cancel him from politics. But all three at the same time, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't think he could ever be completely canceled either. I mean, he's mad rich. First of all, how can you take power away from somebody that has money?
You can silence him.
You can silence him, that's true, but he'll create his own platforms to amplify himself. That's all that's going to happen. I'm surprised he hasn't done that, like a Kanye West app or something. Man, I probably jinxed it now. He probably got it coming out. He's got a whole rollout. But anyway, I was surprised by Candace Owens saying that because, you know, she's usually saying some funny because not all skin folk are kinfolk. But I'll tell you who is kinfolk. And who was moving and grooving as such over the past weekend. If you haven't seen it already, the Montgomery Brawl that happened over the... Was that on Sunday? I know it happened very recently. And what we saw is something maybe that we haven't seen in a long time besides a march. Is black people banding together and being of aid. Instead of whipping out the phones and recording, they all pulled up. We even seen a black man run, swim across the river. Okay, that man was fast. Michael, I've never seen a black man swim that fast. Is that racist?
Michael B. Phelps.
Michael B. Phelps. The memes that have been coming from this, bro. All right, so.
Black woman.
What we. No, that's a good one. But what we saw was a black man telling a guy to move his boat. Happens that this is a white man. You can see them kind of going back and forth arguing. Then another white guy comes and he's all in his face. And so now we have multiple men approaching this guy who's just doing his job, telling this guy to move his boat that he can't park it there. Fine. You don't want to move it. I'm going to move it myself. We don't know what they've exchanged between each other. You know, it could be that the black man disrespected the white guy. It could be that the white guy just came off racist and was disrespectful. It could be anything, right? But the point of the matter is that the white people attacked the black man first, right? So now whatever he does from here on out is in defense of. There's multiple of you. What am I going to do? Just sit there and be hit? That's crazy.
The first thing I'm going to do is throw my hat in the sky. And that right there, I'm like, yo, did he throw his hat in the sky for people to know what's going down? Like, was that a code or something?
That probably is.
Because that made no sense for him to do it. And he threw it high, too. Like, yeah. He threw it high.
I'm like, he was very dramatic with it.
Maybe that was the flag for everybody to come on down.
Yeah, that's probably a thing where they're from. Somebody has a meme of him throwing like a Batman call, a bat call. What is it called? You know, when the light Batman.
The bat signal, yeah.
Yes, the bat signal. People were saying it was that. I've never seen anybody around here. Maybe that's something that goes down in the South. But black people came to his rescue and they beat them up. They towed them up. There was a guy who took a folding chair and just mat all across the bridge. That was very entertaining to watch. I'm not the type of person that goes on World Star Hip Hop and enjoys those when the girls are pulling hair out and scratching each other, gouging each other's eyes. I don't like watching stuff like that. But this felt comedic. I don't know if maybe because it was the joy of black people coming together for a greater cause.
And it was one of those, that's what you get. You was hoping somebody came and it's like, wow, we really showed up.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of videos of black people being patient when the white woman is yelling in their face and calling them the N-word and doing all kinds of wild things to tempt them, provoke them. Right, but we've seen black people stand tall for quite too long. And this group of people have had enough. They said, we're going to do this for all the blacks across the country. We've had enough. Now, I hope that out of this, that means that less white people will mess with black people. I hope that they're all in fear of that this could be you next time. This could be you, Sally and Sarah. This could be you. Be careful what you do because we are tired. We are tired. We're working our 9-to-5s just to stay alive. Shout out to Beyonce. And it's hot. Leave us alone and just do what you got to do. Enough.
And make sure we all make sure that that guy doesn't lose his job. Security guy better not lose his job.
So. I would quit.
Hey, I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a boss when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself.
You make me better.
You make me better.
You're on 101.1 FM WBRU 360. We are here with the Midday Spark Up. I have some more pop culture news. I couldn't let the hour pass without talking about this.
Hold on, you see this?
Lane's mess. What's this?
This is Rhode Island.
Already? See what I'm saying? And there's not even any rain left.
That's ridiculous. That? Oh, Middletown. All right.
Middletown. Okay. That's crazy. They did say flood watch. So, yeah. But it slowed down over here. So, maybe the rain went south. Is it still raining out there? Is that live right now?
Yeah, that's Narragansett.
Wow. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Is that a boat?
No, it's not a boat. It's a truck.
I got to put my glasses on. I took them off.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyways, Iggy Azalea got bagged helping Tory Lanez in court, and now she's pissed that she is helping him. I'm going to pull up exactly what she said about this man. So it turns out that the court was asking for letters, and if you know any criminals, you know that the lawyer always asks for letters to make the person that is being sentenced, you know, facing a sentencing, looks more humanized, right? So there's more compassion and sympathy or empathy for him by the judge. So this is an old tactic that we know happens. So Iggy Azalea happens to be one of those people that decided to support Tory Lanez. She put out a letter supporting him, right? We don't know what the letter was said. All we know is that she's in support of him. So she wrote out a list. She wrote out reasons. Five reasons or whatever. So it says, for the record, one, I have not been in touch with Tory for months. I have no reason to be, but I do wish him well. Two, I don't support anyone. The whole thing is full of oddities. My letter never mentioned anything in regard to what happened that night. Three, I was told this was for a judge only, yet it's being discussed in public. I never intended to publicly comment. And she goes on and she gives more things about Tory Lanez. So basically, she is saying that she's just in support of fairness, right? Because she goes on to talk about how she supports prison reform and things, punishments should be rehabilitative instead. So basically, she's saying that she's trying to save a black man from going to jail. And I feel like that's honorable, I guess. But it also is pretty wild that she would defend him, being that he attacked a woman. It's not allegedly anymore. It's been proven. It was in the court, and he even admitted it, kind of, sort of, when he called the friend Casey on the phone. And so there's just too much evidence saying that he did this, right? So you, as a woman, still think it's okay to support him?
Didn't she date? I don't know, man. What rapper did she date?
I don't know. I don't keep up with her.
I could have sworn she was dating a rapper that she actually pressed charges.
Was it not YG? It was
Playboi Carti.
Yes, she dated. Matter of fact, yeah. And didn't she have a baby with him?
Yes, and they ended up having a physical dispute, and then here she is.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons why people were also upset with her. So like, hey, how are you gonna?
Damn, I forgot about that. That's crazy. Well, yeah. So, but yeah, let's see what happens. He gets sentenced today. Of course, his people will appeal it, so this will keep going as long as they can. The longer you drag out a case, the longer or the better your sentencing will be, because the judge just is like, all right, enough is enough. But I don't know what to say to this, except that it's kind of strange. Everything is strange. This whole case is strange. And there's actually an exclusive interview of Megan Thee Stallion opening up about alleged Tory Lanez shooting incident with Gayle King. So look out for that interview. I'm not sure that it's out already, but I am seeing a clip right here. So that's going to be real juicy. It's going to be real juicy. In more news, a Providence store was robbed at gunpoint over at the Cumberland Farms on Branch Avenue at 2:30 a.m. He left with $500, but they have him on camera. So he's going to get caught. It's only
a matter of time.
You did all that for $500. If I'm going to rob something and I'm going to risk my freedom, my life, everything, I'm going to take more money. You got to go on a shopping spree now. You got to go to all the Cumberland Farms and start stealing from all of them, because $500, really? You could have done less for more money. You could have not robbed anybody, had not had a gun at all, and make that money. But let's see what happens as we follow this story, if the guy gets caught. But that's pretty wild, actually. I'm shocked that that's happened. I don't never experience any kind of violence outside in Providence. Have you, Franchise? Besides fighting. Like, have you been in gun atmosphere? Have you heard one let off? Somebody pull
obviously,
it out?
Obviously, yes.
Really?
And then, yes, in a club. And then, yes, I know the cops pulled their guns out on us once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not surprising at all. That's crazy. I just always feel like everyone's always talking about how dangerous Providence is. And I have not, thank God, till this moment right here, have not experienced anything so dangerous. Except for when we used to
yourself.
Dominican festivals. And there used to be mad people on Broad Street just swarming the streets. Then everybody would just start running. You don't even know why you're running. You just got to run now. That's what I remember. But other than that, I haven't experienced anything. Thank God.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I got away with it. I'm a hood hybrid baby. I'm not like completely hood, but I'm from the hood. You know what I mean? Like a sheltered hood baby.
Now imagine they knew you was a pimp back then. That'd be different. Ooh. We were after you, boy.
Making money.
Hang that near, cause I got it out the mud. Hang in the family, be on blood. Screaming 12 to the DA and the judge. Never been a dog. Never been...
That boy's spitting.
That was Travis Scott, right? From the new album?
Yep, featuring Drake.
I haven't finished it. I couldn't get through the first half. It was kind of boring at the beginning. I'm not going to hold you.
I'm right there with you. I didn't finish the first half either.
So you had to skip around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to it because it's Travis Scott. So you know you gotta keep up. But we are heading into franchise's favorite segment. This is the Love Report. And this week we're going to talk about red flags, immediate red flags for you. What is something that if you're living with your partner and they do blank, you gotta get them out their house or you're gonna pick a fight about it. What is that thing?
Don't clean.
Ooh, filth.
Don't clean. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many girls don't clean.
No, I'm not surprised. I've been into the ladies' room.
Let's talk about that.
The ladies' room is a nasty place. You know, Wanda Sykes was just talking about this. I just watched her stand-up this past week, and it was pretty funny. And she was talking about how gross women can be in that public bathroom. This has nothing to do with the topic today, but that needs to be addressed. Ladies, that's embarrassing. Why am I going in and there's a tampon on the floor and the pad is not even rolled up correctly in the garbage and you're not flushing your poop? Like, what happened? What's going on? It's really quite the experience. But shout out to the women who are clean. Shout out to people who are clean, period. Some women don't even wash their hands after they go out the bathroom. But anyway, red flag. A red flag for me is the same thing. If you're dirty, I can't live with you, because that's crazy. Because I like a clean space. I'm not going to say it's neat, because I am messy. I can be messy, especially when I'm stressed out. But if you, for example, are using toothpaste and don't cover the toothpaste, that irks me.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pet peeve. Yeah, just like close the toothpaste. If you're opening up the cabinets and you're not closing them, and leaving the juice out of the fridge with no cap, it's just like little things that you could tell your mom was nagging you about, but you never paid attention to her. And now you're a mess of an adult.
Nothing but a sip left in this 2 liter coke, and you put it back in the fridge.
Leaving the pizza box on top of the garbage thing. Like, just put it outside, please. I've had enough. So yeah, cleanliness is big for me. Another thing for me is how you treat your friends. I think that's a telling of who you are. It's like, if you're going to talk to your friends like that, well, how are you going to talk to me that really don't know you as much as your friends do?
I apply that to the mom theory. How you treat your mom might also affect on, I see how you are. You don't respect her. I can imagine our arguments.
But what if the mom is annoying?
It happens. I mean, relationships are annoying, so.
Yeah, we know how you feel.
Gotta deal with it.
Yeah, we know how you feel about relationships. It's not a secret anymore.
Let me ask you something. Can you doing what you do? Can you date somebody that doesn't have a hobby?
It depends.
Like every day, their day ends when they get out of work at 5:00, and they're just sitting home for the rest of the day.
I have dated somebody like that. That they don't do like much outside of their job.
That doesn't kind of slow you down,
because
like,
that means that then this person is busy with work. And that's okay with me. It's just a different type of work. I'm not even as creative right now as I used to be. I'm probably leaning more to the regular life, regular people. But I think it depends if you have an understanding and you can come to some kind of agreement, like, look, I'm busy, or do you want to come with me, right? Like, I see Corv out here everywhere with his girl. And she's not the girl who's like got her arms crossed in the corner just staring at him. Like, she's there to have a good time. She's there to get the party going. I feel like that's a relationship I can respect, because there's obviously an understanding there. It's like, you going out, I'm going out too. Let's hear you. It depends on age too, right? And
I need time to miss you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I want to be anxious to get home to see you, as opposed to we're going to go home and there's nothing to talk about because we both just experienced the same thing.
Yeah, so, that's true. That's true. I mean, it depends. Or maybe this person is good at communication and they don't mind hearing about your busy day, even though they sat at home and watched Love Island all day. Who cares? But if you can make conversation, that's all that matters. You just can't both be boring. That's the thing. You got to be fun together. I feel like a lot of couples are worried about the wrong things, and that can create a lot of unnecessary drama, right? Like, you shouldn't be always fighting about whether you love each other or not, if you're not paying attention. Like, you should be bickering about small things that aren't a big deal after after some time. If not, just get rid of the person, because now you're bored, you're angry, you're frustrated, you're both miserable with each other. Have you ever been miserable in the bed? And you're
Ugh. Yeah.
Like, just go home or just go away. Like, that's the worst place you could be in. So just be fun with each other. And those red flags, when your partner brings them up, be open-minded and be like, you know what? I can be a little cleaner. You want me to close the toothpaste? That's easy. I can do that. You want me to put the dirty clothes in a hamper? I can do that. Just be accepting and compromise, because that's how you make things work. We need to be learning how to make relationships work, not how to get out of them. Because y'all be dating wrong anyway. A bunch of situationships. Giving up the cookies and this man hasn't even committed to you.
I'm here to
every day.
I'm here to help you get out of them.
You're
I'm here to help
sick,
you get out of them.
Man.
So that is your love report right there.
Song. We did not need Burna Boy on it though. I'm gonna be
honest. Didn't play the remix for you today, so that's
thank
why
you so I'm much. Thank you. I respect it. So we do have some new music that came out last week. We got some new music from first of all, before I go into new music, did you see the 50 Cent? Did you go to the 50 Cent show?
I didn't go to the show, but what are you getting at?
Did you hear good things about it?
I didn't hear anything bad about it.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because I haven't heard anybody talk about it.
Now, Vlad did talk about it today.
What did he say?
Coming to find out, 50 tickets is like...
Oh, yeah, he said they were super cheap, right?
Like $20.
No, not 20. He's exaggerating. They can't be no 20.
He was like, yo, like, all of his old friends all went for like a good $60 bundle.
No. Nah, he said $17. He forced it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Now you know 50 Cent is not going to be that cheap.
And this is his last tour.
This is his last tour, and good, because he hasn't even been making music. He just did this for funsies. I think he did it for the vibes. Like, I don't think he did this because he thought he was going to make a killing. He's making money in other ways. Like, 50 Cent has reinvented himself. When we talk about greats, we have to mention 50 Cent.
Yeah, yes.
50 Cent is right up there, dare I say, near Jay-Z in terms of business. Like, always reinventing himself, got his hands in a lot of pots. Let's put some respect on 50 Cent. Them tickets were cheap. He did y'all a favor, so y'all brokies can make it to his concert. Because we're the broke ones. He's rich. What does he need to make a million off a tour from? I think he's just doing it because he thinks his fans deserve that. And we do. Man, we haven't seen him on stage in a long time performing his music. And he got a lot of bangers, a lot of hits. It's nostalgic. People are looking for that feeling, especially people who like grew up with 50. Like,
he crossed,
like 30,
he crossed this off his bucket list as of my final tour.
It's great. I thought it was a great move. But we did get some new music from Usher, Summer Walker, 21 Savage called Good Good. And the song is I. Young Blue, Confirmation. I'm a big fan of Young Blue. That's a good record. Kevin Ross and Eric Billinger, Ready For It. Some R&B, some sexy. Snow Allegra, Sweet Tea. We got some new music from Giggs and Diddy. There was a new record by Cordae that was dropped called Make Up Your Mind. There was a lot of music. Eminem put a verse out this past weekend, and there's a whole conversation if Eminem is even the illest for real. I'm like, come on now. Don't, like, I feel like people who say that just weren't there to live it. It's when the younger people don't understand, like, Big Daddy Kane's impact. Mm. It's things like that. Like, okay, he sucks today, but you can't take away what he's done in the game. It's Eminem we're talking about. You can't just be talking
Eminem
crazy like
goes
that.
On as a legend.
Come on now.
A legend.
That's nonsense. And we also have some new music from Tony T, the songstress of your life, who will be performing this Saturday at A Loft from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So RSVP right now. Save your spot, because I heard that the capacity is low. I heard it's like 80-something. So go in RSVP so you're not outside hearing the vocals from the door, because that's embarrassing. You can't be chilling in the hallway in between the doors entrance. Like, you can't do that. You got to be in the lobby with us, sipping on something nice, maybe with something nice. And, you know, just having a good time, because she got a whole band and she about to sing her butt off. I heard the new music. I'm super excited. The EP is out now, Phases. I wanted to play some, but I didn't get a chance to download it and send it to Franchise. But if you get a chance, go to bandcamp.com and get you one. get you a copy. I heard you can listen to it one time for free, and then they make you pay to keep it. So support a black woman, support a black business, because at the end of the day, artistry is business. And she's from here. She's from the bucket. So shout out to Tony T doing big things. Oh, yeah, that's her last single, though. But we'll keep this. This is Because of You by Tony T. Shout out to Tony T. You see you this Saturday, A-Loft. And you can catch this show, The Midday Spark Up, every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. right here with my guy, DJ Franchise. Party with Rami. What up? Sometimes she be coming through, so keep a lookout for that. And shout out to Bands last week who came over here to record some things. We'll be putting some footage together. So looking forward to doing some more content creating right here at WBRU 360, the blackest experience in Rhode Island radio.
You going to Chip's show on, what is it, Friday?
This Friday? Yes, the stars align, right?
Saturday.
Or
Saturday.
Leaders of the New School. Actually, I have a bone to pick with Chip in this lineup. Why? I really do. Because these are not leaders of the new school. These niggas been doing music for
Stop
years.
Stop saying the N-word.
Oh, sorry. I got crazy. I have nothing against the people on those. I'm good friends with Miss Marrows. I love her. But a lot of those people haven't put out projects. I haven't seen them active outside in the city. And I'm just trying to really understand how are they the new school. If I were the people in the lineup, I'd actually be offended if Chip asked me to do this time and time again. How many times are these people going to be the leaders of the new school? No, we need people who are out here doing fresh, young things. You know, I'm not saying anything against those people, but I'm tired of seeing the same people. Chip, please. And you know I love you, Chip. This is not hate. This is criticism. Let's get it together. We need to be doing better out here. We're one of the best cities outside. I don't care what anybody says. Fight me on that.
Till next week.
Till next week.
Boy, you must be tripping to think that I do it again.